Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
When you set goals in your career and you say to yourself, I'm going to do this and I'm going to accomplish this, and you feel really motivated, and then you don't do the other things that it takes to help you use that motivation to its best benefit, like getting healthy, clearing your head about things, de-stressing, then maybe it's not going to work out that well for you. My guest today is Lizanne Falsetto. She's an entrepreneur, a foodie, a philanthropist, a mother, a radio show host. Boy, she's got a lot of titles. Welcome to the show, Lizanne. So, when we think about getting healthy, going beyond diet and exercise and the standard advice, give us some of your best tips for being successful in our body and our mind.
Well, you know, I think it is a state of, it's a state of being aware. I think that's probably where it starts for me, is being aware of what my body needs. And that comes from the fuel that we put in it, right? The food that we consume, how my mind stays calm, or how I try to calm it during the most stressful times, which, you know, is daily for all of us, and being able to really take exercise as a key point of listening to your body daily. Don't do the same things every day. And I think that, you know, it goes back to mind, body, and spirit in a certain manner.
It does. It absolutely does. And so some of these tips, like, let's just start with stress, okay? Because I think that stress and letting stress get to you and not being able to think clearly is one of our biggest things. How do you clear your head and get some of that stress out of there? Those voices we just tell ourselves all the time, Lizanne, especially we women in the workforce. How do we reduce some of that?
Well, you know, it's interesting because As I look at myself and say, you know, 20 years of building a business from scratch into a lifestyle brand, you know, the level of stress that I had was so enormous. And I think back and say, how did I manage it? And I think that the way that I managed a lot of my stress is I became very organized in my day-to-day process. And what I mean by that is that we women are multitaskers. That's why we're great entrepreneurs. And so to multitask, to be able to write down what your day, what your week, what your month goals are, or what your tasks are, and then to be able to cross them out when you've checked them off and you've finished them, I think that's a really great way of taking it out of your head, putting it on paper, knowing that you feel organized so that when you close your eyes at night, you're saying, you know what, I have it all down. I don't need to think about it. I'm going to get a good night's sleep. So I think that's step one. Step two, I think it's very important to fuel your body with nutrition. What we do when we're stressed, and what I have failed to do in my past, is not eat enough, right? I would just work through lunch and, you know, wake up in the morning and just charge through the morning without thinking about food. And I now am so disciplined on protein in the morning with fiber. I make sure that I have proper salad and vegetable. I do a lot of green food. And when I started to fuel my body with the proper protein, fiber, greens, I felt better. And I think that helped lower my stress.
I agree with you. Tell us the third thing. I'm sorry. Go on.
Okay, I'm sorry. The third thing is I use a lot of aromatherapy oils. I use humidifiers, and I use them in the rooms that I'm in the office. I have them at home. I use them for my kids when they're studying for a test. I use lemon oil, lavender oil, and I smell it. I rub it on my hands. There's something really calming about that that really helps me just kind of take that edge off. So those are kind of the three things that I do on an ongoing basis that have really helped me decrease my stress.
Well, and as I like to say, Lizanne, we have to, as they say on an airplane, put your own mask on before you put the mask on of others. And as women, and you say, we multitask. Yeah. I mean, my husband can do one thing, not even that well. And he has to focus on that, and he can't even answer the kids a question. But we women can be cleaning the house, making dinner, folding the laundry, and doing our work jobs all at right. the same time. And some people say, well, you're not doing any of them that well. But I disagree with that because I think I rock all those things when I do them all together. But we have to take care of ourselves because if we don't, we won't do any of those things that really but that well.
You're so right. I mean, you know, we are the caretakers, right?
We
women are the ones that want to make sure the kids get to school, the husband's good, there's food in the house is clean, and then we have to journey off to work and start all over, you know, as our second family, as we're running the business or working and doing. And, you know, really to understand to put yourself in a position of power, which means your own individual power, is to make sure that you are taking care of yourself. Because a lot of entrepreneurs and a lot of women entrepreneurs that work themselves into the ground at home and at work, in the long run, it is not the best for your body and for your mind. And it's not the best for your family because the children look up to you. Your husband is looking up to you. Your partners are looking up to you. So it's just really making sure that you're saying to yourself, you know, I'm going to take an hour and I'm going to either meditate or I'm going to take a walk or I'm going to walk the dog, but I need mommy time or I need an hour. Just really try to be selfish.
Oh, absolutely.
That, you know,
we
that
have to be.
For yourself.
And absolutely. My husband doesn't look up to me. I'm 4'10". But anyway, you know, I think that that's so important. And you also mentioned positive people because so many times we deal with negative people. We have girlfriends, we have people left in our lives that are, you know, bringing us down or don't want to see success and happiness in the people that they're friends with or loved ones, siblings, whatever it happens to be. So we have to surround ourselves. And what do you say about that? The positive attitude, it goes so long. It goes a long way. Now, we only have about a minute and a half left, Lizanne.
Okay, so I'm just going to tell you what I call that, spiritual vampires. I think that there are negative people that will latch onto you and they will bring you down. Choose your surroundings carefully. Choose your friends carefully. Who you spend time with. You know, I always say to my kids, the only thing you have in life is to manage your time. That's the one thing you have control over, is your time. Who you spend it with, how you spend it, and what you do with it.
Absolutely. That's great advice, and it's totally true. And we have control. What was it Eleanor Roosevelt said? No one can make you feel inferior without your permission. And so you can't really, yep. you know, you have to just look at the people in your lives and where can they find out more about you, Lizanne, and all the different things that you do?
Well, thank you. I'm at Lizanne at LizanneFalsetto.com. My company is ThinkThin, so you can go to thinkproducts.com. But, you know, follow me at LizanneFalsetto. And, you know, I'm on LinkedIn and would love to hear from your followers and listeners and be part of this voice of changing the way we treat ourselves and we're able to thrive through health, which is the number one most important thing.
It is, and great advice, and that's what we're doing here at Radio MD. And you can listen to this show every day at 11 a.m. Central Time, 12 p.m. Eastern. You can also listen on iHeartRadio, iTunes, or the free radio TuneIn radio app. Sometimes I forget what that is. But if you missed any of it, you can listen online, on demand, or on the go at RadioMD.com. Be sure and share these shows with your friends because we are. That's what we're doing here. We're learning together about positive attitudes and good nutrition and keeping ourselves healthy. And that's really what it's all about. It's wellness. And we're having a lot of fun while we're doing it and making it entertaining and really applicable to all of us out there. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned and stay well.